There's a new organization in Greensboro to get young black men their first suit and tie. The goal is to build self-esteem among black teenagers. Naomi Prelo reports on the difference the program has made for one young man.
Debbie Rochelle and Khalil Setzer live in a small white and brick house on the south side of Greensboro.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm fine.
They don't look like mother and son. Rochelle is 5'4 and Setzer is 6'3. Rochelle is white and Setzer is black. But they are related.
People think I'm adopted all the time. And then I have to explain this long story about how I'm not adopted. And it's getting old. It's boring to tell it.
Setzer's biological mom had him when she was 19. She's Rochelle's cousin. And when Rochelle saw the baby, she knew he had to be in her care.
And with her being so young, she wasn't ready. Because I would go get him. I was there when he was born. Because when she was pregnant, I said, I want that baby. Because I couldn't have any.
Documents were signed and Rochelle became Setzer's mom. Growing up, Setzer was involved in a lot of activities. He was in theater, karate, drill team, and basketball. He made straight A's on all of his schoolwork. Then he went to middle school. And that's when he entered his teenage rebellion phase, according to Rochelle.
Got in trouble at school, didn't want to do his work. Always had that smart mouth, talk back. I thought it was like some days, like, I really don't want to go home. I don't know what kind of mood he's going to be in.
Setzer is now a freshman at the academy at Smith High School. And it wasn't until his high school counselor suggested Black Suit Initiative that he began to change. The nonprofit is an all-male program geared toward getting young black men in middle school and high school their first suit and tie. They earn their suit throughout the school year by doing community service and other activities. Avena Ross is the program's founder. She says she wants to help her boys have more respect for themselves and show them that formal wear isn't a thing of the past.
Wearing a black suit or wearing a formal suit really helps with the abstract thinking, and it gives you that confidence. So I wanted to make sure that they were getting an education in the process.
Every Saturday, the boys spend 5 hours together. They might tour a college campus or go to a play or collect cans for a food drive. One recent Saturday, they went to a neighborhood on the east side of town heavily damaged by the tornado last month. They formed an assembly line to dump debris in a pile to be picked up by a backhoe and loaded into a dump truck. Setzer says this type of work is rewarding to him.
The best part for me is being able to come out and help, because like, if I was never in this group, I probably would have never known I could have came out here and helped the community.
Setzer hasn't received his suit and tie yet, but he says once he gets it, it'll feel like an accomplishment.
I'll feel like I've grown up and matured because I had to make a big change and actually change the way I act so that I'm able to earn my black suit.
His mother, Debbie Rochelle, says he's done a complete 180 turnaround since he joined the program last August.
I haven't gotten a single phone call or letter from school all year about behavior in class or, you know, disrupting class, messing up. None of that. His grades are good. Back talk is pretty much gone. Attitude is gone.
High school may be tough and his classwork may be harder, but Setzer says he's grateful for the lessons he's learning through Black Suit Initiative.
I didn't care about anything, to be honest. But then, like, it's teaching me how to care about other people and change the way I act towards people, because then they can help me in the future.
The program is currently accepting applications. Naomi Prelo, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.